This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, Saturday the 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Phillips Children's Museum is hosting their Party with Santa. There will be fun, games, music, food, and of course, what might be your last chance to visit Santa before Christmas. Once again, this is happening Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years. So to keep alive that tradition and to recognize we're part of that continuity of having happy holidays include good Yule and happy winter solstice.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
December 24th at 3 p.m., the Park Falls Fire Hall invites you out to their Christmas Eve service. This will be a Christmas Eve worship service with sweet treats and a hot cocoa bar, along with a Christmas backdrop set up for photos. The nursery is available for 6-month-old to 4-year-olds. Once again, this will be happening December 24th at 3 p.m. at the Park Falls Fire Hall Community Room on 401 3rd Street South here in Park Falls. The National Weather Service has simplified their winter terminology for cold weather events. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has the details.
The NWS took away the wind chill advisories, watches, and warnings, and are now switching over to cold weather alerts. For example, wind chill watches will now be called an extreme cold watch, while what was once known as wind chill warnings will now go by extreme cold warnings. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says,
because what would happen in the structure that we had been in was you could have the winds usher in the cold air in, say, January, and the wind chill headlines are out, but then the winds end, but then some of the coldest temperatures happen in the wake of that, and there'd be no headlines from us in the Weather Service. So even though it would still be dangerous out, cold is cold is the approach here and the simplification.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers, also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In People Who Are Always Looking for Something to Lose Their Mind Over News, an interview with Denzel Washington and a reporter for Collider went viral when Washington was asked what his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie was. The Gladiator 2 star says he doesn't have one and that he wasn't really a movie buff, then added he was in the streets looking to rob people who came out of Kubrick films. I'm guessing that's changed since he's a two-time Oscar winner. There have been 47 seasons of Survivor, if you can believe that. Season 47 just crowned a winner this past Wednesday night. Rachel Lamont is the most recent champ after fellow Survivor castmates cast their votes, so Lamont takes home the $1 million grand prize, which has been the take-home pay since season one. You would think in 47 seasons, they would have added at least a cost of living increase. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be chilly today, but it's not going to be as windy. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper teens this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, down into the lower single digits. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 19. We're back in the mid to upper 20s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.